This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones open. If you want to join us here, you can. Number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Matt.
And again, the number is 603-283-6160. We started out talking about Adam Kokesh. He is behind bars now for almost a week, and he's probably going to be there until at least Wednesday of next week. They haven't even given him his arraignment yet.
What do they do if he refuses to leave the jail?
Well, eventually they'll force you out. If you remember our friend Sam Dodson, I don't know if you were around when Sam was living here.
But I remember him.
Former host here on Free Talk Live. He was arrested. I don't even remember what it was for at this point. Some civil disobedience or whatever. He was arrested, and he did not give his name, so they couldn't book him properly, right? So they need to know who you are to put a name in a system, or else the whole process grinds to a halt. And so he wouldn't give them his name, so they booked him as John Doe, and then they held him there on contempt of court. And because, you know, contempt is this sort of quote-unquote power of the Western judicial system of a judge, there's basically no regulations for it. It's just the judge can do whatever they want as far as contempt. The only limit on contempt is, in most places, there's a six-month limitation wherein if a judge sentences you to more than 6 months, they have to then answer to another panel of judges about why they did that or whatever. And of course, that's just their buddies, so I'm sure they're going to get approved. But so usually you'll see a judge just do to less than 6 months. Anyway, so he was just sort of sentenced to stay in jail until you tell us who you are, was this basically the sentence. And so he didn't. He never actually revealed who he was. They ended up finding out, like the detectives detected, and they figured out who he actually was. And so they had all the info.
But he wouldn't admit it, so he still was John Doe, right?
Correct. Well, I don't know when they updated his information, but he knew that they knew, but he still wasn't telling them. So he still didn't do what the judge wanted him to. The judge wanted him to just obey, and he wouldn't. And so they held him for 59 days in the Cheshire County Spiritual Retreat before literally pushing him out the side door one day, completely unexpectedly. Like, all right, Sam, get all your stuff together, and then just shoved him out the side door, still wearing the orange jumpsuit. They didn't bother to change him out.
So what happens if he refuses to leave then? They're just going to arrest him and put him back in again?
That's an excellent question.
He just walked around the jail.
They're so officious. Yeah. And like they have to do things according to the policy that they end up just doing stupid things the long, hard way. And they're such idiots. I can't stand them. There's nothing good about that whole entire system.
We can talk more about the system, the police, and also this Okalvua church that was brought up before. And Bonnie, your memory was correct on the New Hampshire case that was unanimously decided by the Supreme Court here in favor of a member of that church being able to...
Is the same church?
Yes, being able to possess and use their sacrament, which is psychedelic mushrooms, or at least that's one of them. So we can talk more about that coming up here. But Sam is on the line in Ohio. He's a listener via podcast. And by the way, if you want to subscribe to our podcast feeds, just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com to do that. Go ahead, Sam. What's on your mind?
So I just find it interesting that you finally got a bill number for the New Hampshire independence.
Yes, it is CACR 32, and it will have some sort of a public hearing in early 2022, probably February would be my guess, but we don't have a date yet.
So I also thought it was interesting to hear that Mark Edge was saying that he thought they could blockade you if you actually went through with the whole thing.
Yeah, I thought that was so dumb. I didn't even have much to say about it until after the show discussing with Ian, and I should have laid into Mark a little more, but that's ridiculous. I don't see the United States blockading New Hampshire because New Hampshire doesn't want to be part of the union, and I don't see people in, like, say, Massachusetts being totally fine with the government doing that to their friends and neighbors and family but live in New Hampshire. I just think that's silly. What do you think, caller?
Well, hold on. But what was he saying? Was he saying that they would actually, like, have a physical U.S. Navy
This is what
blockade?
He said.
They would have U.S., like, Army on the border of, like, Massachusetts and New Hampshire and, like, Maine.
Vermont.
New Hampshire, or Vermont.
And he said that we would fail. He said that we would fail because we wouldn't have the centralized banking system.
Yeah, why do you need the U.S. dollar? Because, like, it's going to collapse eventually anyways.
barely use that.
First of all, there are state chartered banks. That's a thing. You don't have to charter your bank with the federal government. Just even today, if you're going to create a new bank or a new credit union, you can charter it with the state, and then you can decide whether or not to join the Federal Reserve, FDIC/... Yeah, the whole system.
Alphabet boys. Yeah.
So there's that. But my main comeback would have been to that point, and I forgot all about his comments about this. I'm glad you brought it up, Sam. My point would have been, did they blockade Britain in the Brexit? The answer is no, they didn't. They didn't blockade Britain. You can still trade with the rest of the EU, and Britain's still there. They didn't build a wall to keep the Brits out from the rest of the EU. There's some new rules with the border, but that's more Britain's doing than I think it was the EU. Sorry, go ahead, Sam.
But Britain actually, you could argue, blockaded the European Union in terms of the fact of fighting over if truckers could come back in to do trucking or not.
Yeah, like I said, there are some rules about the border that were implemented by Great Britain, but as far as the EU's response is concerned, there's not, like, you know, military men standing there prohibiting people from coming over. So it's completely ridiculous that would happen here in the United States. And the whole fear about what the federal government might do in response, I mean, the biggest fear is, like, they're going to drop a nuke.
And destroy New York City.
If that's really what you think these people will do, then that's really the reason why we need to go. We need to say goodbye to this abusive relationship, these psychopaths that you think are going to actually do things like drop nukes and set up military barricades.
All the more reason to hit the road right now.
Yeah, let's get out of this thing. Sam, what do you think?
I think, honestly, probably the opinion of they might try and do something, but I doubt it will do anything.
Yeah, the other thing you have to remember is there's, and I think it was Bob Murphy who made this point in his, he made like a 45-page treatment or study or whatever about why Texas should secede and, like, answered a bunch of the objections, like all the common stuff that you tend to hear about, well, you can't secede, that was decided by the Civil War, and, you know, all this, you know, the typical crap that that you hear. And he pointed out, like, you know, hey, there's loyalists who are going to still be in New Hampshire, right? Because it's not going to be 100% of New Hampshire that votes to secede.
Right.
It might be 77% or 70% or, you know, 80% or whatever. Well, you still have 20 to 30% of the people here that they haven't pulled up roots and left, so they'll be U.S. loyalists. Are you going to drop a bomb on them?
And imagine how unpopular that would be if for some reason they were considering that. The other 49 states would absolutely oppose that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because, well, people have family members and stuff. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people don't know where New Hampshire is, but there are some people that have family members here, including the very U.S. military men that they would be asking to put up on the border if that indeed did come to fruition. So, Sam, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate it. And hopefully, you know, the liberty lovers out there will catch wind of this. Because it's hitting the news. It's hitting mainstream media. In fact, I actually had a story about it here tonight as written over at the Keene Sentinel. Apparently, the Keene Sentinel editorial board has already weighed in.
Oh, what did they say?
About this thing. In fact, they did it before it was even assigned a bill number, because they actually had a feature-length story about this thing, this proposed constitutional amendment to declare independence from the United States. They actually had a feature story, and I guess the editorial board weighed in as well.
Was that the hit piece about Matt Santanastasso, basically?
Correct. Matt Santanastasso, who is a Free Stater and a first-time state rep and one of the co-sponsors of this thing. So, yeah, they plastered his name across the front page of the newspaper and tried to make him look like, you know, oh, this crazy secessionist he got. How could you elect this man? Was essentially the thrust of the story. But they're headline here for the Sentinel editorial staff or the editorial board, because remember, an editorial is always unsigned, so we don't know who actually wrote this.
Right.
But purportedly, it's every single person on the editorial board of Sentinel that agrees with this opinion, so they all are on board with this opinion. Headline, wasting time, frivolous state secession proposal should die a quick death. We'll share that with you coming up here in moments.
Strong words.
Number 603-283-6160. This is what you're going to get from the mainstream media. This is a common response. We'll share it on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up a topic we talked about on another day. It's no problem. Open phones means open phones. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Matt in the studio here tonight. And I do want to say thank you to Alex Genop, who is a Free Talk Live supporter. He's joined the AMPS program. You can do that as well over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So it helps us get on more radio stations around the United States, bring new people to the ideas of human liberty. Now, so if that's worth a few bucks a month to you, you can do it. You can join it for as little as $5 a month. And that's what Alex did over there at amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here. I got the Sentinel editorial. So this is the first official, I think this is the first official hit piece that has been written against the secession proposal here in New Hampshire. I think we're going to see more of it happen now that the bill has been signed an actual bill number. That just happened this week. It is CACR 32, for those that want to check out more details about it. I wrote up a piece over at nhexit.us. You can read more about it there.
It has a super weak title already, like frivolous is the worst they've got.
Yeah, well, they say wasting time, frivolous, state secession proposal should die a quick death. So this is the Sentinel editorial. Sentinel, by the way, is a Keene newspaper. It's been around since like the late 1700s, so it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, what, you know, it would be a shame to have people just start dropping their subscriptions to the Sentinel right now.
Well, they're going to drop their subscriptions because most of their subscriptions are elderly people who are right. going to eventually die off. Their subscription numbers have been dying down over the last two decades. I remember reporting on it, I think, in 2013. I mean, they were already taking a beating in, like, 2013. I wrote a story about it over at freekeen.com, like, down thousands and thousands of subscribers
Ouch.
Over the last 20 years. So the general court in Concord sees its share of quirky and sometimes downright wacky legislation filed each session, says the editorial board. These can be the product of pet peeves harbored or causes celebres promoted by citizen legislators who figure, what the heck? Every bill gets a committee hearing no matter how dim its prospects, so why not file this one? Perhaps then it was not surprising to learn that for the upcoming session, seven members of the House of Representatives have proposed a constitutional amendment calling for New Hampshire to secede from the United States and become a sovereign nation. Now, that's interesting that the Sentinel would be both dismissive of this to suggest that it's, oh, it's just one of these little bills.
Wacky.
Yeah, all these wacky loons up there. There's 400 people in the state legislature. They put all kinds of crazy stuff up. But they don't write editorials about all of those.
No. It's just this one.
Just this one.
They feel threatened. They're hardcore statists, yep. and they don't like that, you know, their hardcore statism is being dismissed.
Residents of Cheshire County District 14, which takes in Dublin, Fitzwilliam, Harrisville, Jaffrey, Ringe, and Roxbury, could be forgiven, surprised at learning that their representative, Matthew Santanastasso of Ringe, is one of the sponsors. Santanastasso, who was elected in 2020, has not yet shared his thinking on the amendment, so his constituents are left wondering what's motivated him to go to Concord to break up the union.
And you know what his constituents are really thinking?
Heck yeah.
Guy's a hero.
No, what they're really thinking is, should I shovel the driveway before making coffee, or should I... That's what they're really thinking.
Well,
they have no idea.
According to, I mean, not according to, but as far as I've seen from the people I have asked about Washington, D.C., I don't think that the average New Hampshire person really feels represented by them or is very happy with them. So I really just... I don't think that the Sentinel speaks for the majority of New Hampshire.
Hell no.
And they're saying this.
I honestly don't think any modern news outlets speak for the majority of anybody.
No, they speak for the status quo.
Yeah.
They speak for the system as it is. They speak for the empire.
Yeah,
These are loyalists.
The Fourth Estate is long dead at this point.
Yeah. So, but some of his co-sponsors have spoken out, and their rationale is either intentionally ineffectual or downright alarming. In in the former camp is co-sponsor Peter Tarosian of Atkinson, who told the Sentinel the proposed amendment is meant more as a statement than a practical matter. He conceded there was, quote, not a snowball's chance, unquote, the proposal would gain the 60% support it needs in each House, even before requiring a two-thirds popular vote to be adopted. Instead, Tarosian described it as, quote, a shot across the bow to the feds, unquote, although a more apt idiom is, quote, tilting at windmills, unquote.
Well, it's really sad that that's the kind of faith that people have in their supposed elected representatives, that they don't even expect them to vote to let the New Hampshire people vote on this.
Yeah, that's true. And that will be, that's ultimately the question, is not whether or not the reps agree with secession.
Right.
But whether they simply agree with letting the people have their say.
You know, speaking of tilting at windmills, I wonder which has sold more copies, Don Quixote or
the King's Sentinel? Then there's Representative Mike Sylvia of Belmont, a co-sponsor. He's not just a co-sponsor, he's the prime sponsor, who shamefully speculated in an online video chat that the proposal might attract support from those who harbor such anti-immigrant beliefs as, quote, those dirty Mexicans or Guatemalans or whatever are coming across the border bringing in COVID with them, unquote.
What? Okay, that was the only time I've seen the media use that quote completely out of context. Usually they at least give him the fact that he said, this isn't my belief, right before he said those words.
They do throw that in here. They say, as is too often the case with politicians, he disingenuously sought to distance himself from those views. Quote, this is not my feeling, unquote, he said, even while he aired them. And he's given no indication he wouldn't welcome support for his secession proposal from those who hold them. And you know what? I'd welcome that support. I would disagree with those people. I don't want to see a New Hampshire that has a closed border. But I understand that secession is an issue that will cut across political boundaries, and it will get the people who want to see a closed border to agree in just this one moment with the libertarians who want to see an open border and want to see freedom to travel, because we all want to be away from the federal government.
Yep.
And I've said this, that this is going to be the primary schism. Once we secede from the United States, the freedom, quote-unquote, freedom movement's going to schism right down over this particular issue. It's going to be the people who want to have a locked-down border and the people who want to have freedom to travel
in and out of
New Hampshire. It's going to be a huge schism.
One of the people that helped me finally, that was like the second-to-last thing that I stopped being a statist about, mm-hmm. was closed borders. I used to think, oh, well, obviously the borders have to be closed. I don't want to even explain.
Yeah, that's just memorization.
That was my issue too, Bobby, one time ago.
Adam Kakesh, some video of his back in 2016, that was the final thing that got me to understand, yeah, we don't need closed borders and there shouldn't be a military.
Indeed.
Just taking it back to the first segment.
So this led, House Speaker Sherman Packer to issue a statement that the House's Republican leadership disavows racial stereotyping, which that wasn't what he was doing, and has no involvement in promoting secession. So we already know the big boys in the Republican Party are going to go against this. Mm-hmm. They love their federal government. They love their, you know, even though they don't like Joe Biden, they still love the idea of a huge-ass federal government that they might be able to control.
Yep. They are socialists.
Tarosian is at least honest in offering his snowball's chances assessment of the proposed amendment's prospects. There was, of course, a cataclysmic civil war. Can't go through a mainstream media article about a secession proposal without calling that one up. We'll talk about that coming up here in moments.
They're open bullies. That's just what that proves.
Yep, exactly. And that was a violent movement for independence. This one is a peaceful movement for independence. It says it right there in the proposal, which they have yet to actually quote.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An ACLU lawyer says the Department of Justice has ended settlement talks with illegal immigrant families separated at the U.S.-Mexico border and will instead litigate each claim separately. Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning about the continued spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant. Speaking to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation audience, Fauci saying this strain will soon become the dominant one in the United States. Regarding the Omicron coronavirus variant, Dr. Marty McCrary offers his advice as far as how we should handle it during the holiday season.
Well, I would tell people to feel good about your immune level of protection. We know that immune protection in people over 65 really needs a booster unless that people have had COVID in the past already. That essentially functions as a vaccine dose.
This is USA Radio News. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is providing an update on the cleanup efforts in the wake of severe weather and tornadoes that tore through communities in western Kentucky. The governor issuing a stern message for people looking to take advantage of the devastation.
If you were somebody out there that would even consider looting someone's home that's lost everything, shame on you. We will find you. We will arrest you. It is absolutely despicable.
Another person in Kentucky has died, bringing the total confirmed deaths in the state from the severe weather to 75. A bill aimed at pushing back against China's treatment of the Uyghur Muslim minority is going to President Biden's desk. The Senate passing the measure unanimously after it cleared the House earlier this week. The bill bans imports from China's Xinjiang region over concerns about forced labor. The White House said Biden will sign the measure when it gets to him. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And Intercoin has now launched its investor token worldwide. And for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can go to xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. And sign up there with just an email address. You can keep your privacy intact, which is something that makes X Markets kind of unusual. Like, they don't need to know your customer information. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies there, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. To learn more about the Intercoin vision, go to intercoin.org, and you can buy or sell ITR at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. As we continue, Ian, Bonnie, and Matt in the studio tonight. We'll get back into more of the Keene Sentinels' attack against this little piece of legislation that's just as insignificant as all of the other insignificant legislation that these state reps put forward, but they're going to go ahead and make an editorial about it because it's just that insignificant. So we'll tell you more about what they had to say here. Of course, they're bringing up the Civil War in the next paragraph. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Tommy's on the line listening to WGOW on FM down there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Go ahead, Tommy.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to say hello from Dixie to you, Alan, Ian, and Bonnie and Matt, and I wanted to thank you for your great show and appreciate what you're doing there to spread the word about independence and secession and state sovereignty.
Thanks.
And I was I just wanted to tell you one of the tricks that the media likes to play is they want to always muddy the waters with getting you to react to an accusation, a false accusation regarding race, whenever there's something positive that you want to propose. And so I would just suggest trying to emphasize the constitutional freedom and economic liberty aspects of secession and not always be defensive against these accusations that they make that are unfounded and erroneous.
No, I get where you're coming from. The reason we're bringing this up is because it's the first hit piece against the secession proposal, and we like to talk, you know, we like to have people on the show that we disagree with, but of course the Sentinel editorial staff isn't going to come on the air and do an interview with Free Talk Live. So this is a way to look at what the people who support the status quo, the supporters of the empire are having to say. Mm. What are their objections? Because they're trying to persuade people. That's why
they called in, but they're cowards.
Yeah, no, that's why they wrote this article. They want to persuade their readers to keep the status quo, to not contact their state reps, to not support this particular piece of legislation to get on the ballot, and certainly to not vote for it if it does get on the ballot. So they're trying to change people's minds. So we have to be able to address whatever issues they're going to bring up. And you're right. They
are
going to be
unfair. The negative people. They're the ones always, all of their stories have to be negative because it sells. And I do like your point, caller. Try to stay positive.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Tommy, other things you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, just keep up the good work. And there was something else that I wanted to bring to your attention that you may not know about. But back in the 1970s, there was something called the Liberty Amendment to abolish the IRS or actually abolish the income tax, the national income tax. And I was just wondering if that committee still existed that proposed that. If they had maybe a half dozen states that passed this Liberty Amendment back in the 70s and 80s. And it was something that I thought was a great idea, but it just sort of dropped off the radar in the 2000s. And I didn't know if you had ever read the text of that proposal.
I have never heard of that. I got to say, though, any kind of effort to change the federal government seems like a huge waste of time to me. It makes more sense to just advocate for independence. I mean, I think you've got better chance. As pie in the sky as secession might seem to some people, I think there's a better chance of that happening than of,
changing, asking and begging them to change their rules.
Yeah, in D.C.
Well, and just remember, you know, Reagan spoke at the Berlin Wall, I think, 2 or 3 years before it came down, and everybody laughed at him that it was impossible. So things can change very quickly, and what's happening right now in the world, I would think that, like you said earlier, their extreme reaction against this proposal for secession shows that they realize that there is a mood in the country that would be supportive of it.
Yep. Absolutely right, Tommy. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And the next step for us is to have people contact the state representatives on the committee that's going to hear this piece of legislation. So in New Hampshire, every bill gets a hearing. Every bill has a public hearing where anyone can show up and speak for or against the bill.
I'm going to go there and I'm going to speak. I'm writing a speech.
Excellent. And a lot of people, I think, are going to do that. In fact, the more people we can get to show up to that hearing, I mean, if you think about it, this is probably the most important political hearing that has happened thus far in our history of living here in New Hampshire.
This is a big one.
This is huge. There's never been a proposal like this. There's never been a proposal like this that I've been aware of, at least. And if I'm wrong, correct me on this. But there was a proposal in Texas to have a bill that, if it were passed, would have created a non-binding resolution for the Texas legislature to begin considering to think about how to start looking at seceding. Okay, so there would have been actually no real result. There's nothing there, right? Like, it was just a statement. That's all it would have been. And it never even got a hearing. They buried it. So, you know, Texas is the big secession state, right? Like, oh, Texas, they've got their S together. And then there's a lot of people in Texas that support secession, no doubt about it. But the system there isn't designed to be accessible. The system there allowed the people at the top of the heap to crush that secession bill. And again, even if it did pass, it would be a non-binding resolution.
And I think that's why, even at the beginning of the United States, they kept Texas so big, because you just can't get anything done. It's like a lot of the, you know, most freedom-oriented people in the country, but they can't get anything done.
Yeah, I mean, Texas, you know, it's okay on business freedoms, but it's one of the worst states for personal freedoms. It's number 49. As far as
is it real?
Personal freedoms, yeah.
Check
out the Freedom in the 50 States study that just got published, the 2021 edition. It actually used to be number 50, so it's moved up.
New York
is now number 50 on personal freedoms.
When they get the 2020 and 2021 numbers, I bet it'll go down because it seems like...
Go down as in below from 49
below 50.
To 50?
Yeah.
It's going to be 51.
But they are competing with New York. It's going to be a neck-and-neck race for just the absolute worst place.
Texas?
Yeah.
You can't be a stripper now in Texas unless you're, 21?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, you can't have an abortion.
You're caught with marijuana, you're going to prison.
If your baby is stillborn, you have to give birth to it.
Let's go to Zeffin. He's on the line in New Hampshire.
Hey,
you're
Zeffin.
Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Zeffin.
Hey, guys. So I'm really excited about the secession thing. And
nice.
As you guys know, in New Hampshire, there's a lot of... sagas for liberty that happen concurrently.
Right.
And one of those is what's been going on in the Timberlane School District. And so I don't want to bore you guys to death too much because there are a lot of details with this, but to keep it short, several weeks ago, the chair of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, Nolan, was arrested at the school board meeting for essentially calling them out and speaking out of line. And
actually, he wasn't even speaking out of line. He was sitting quietly in the audience in a segregated audience. So they were demanding that the people who were unmasked go into a special segregated audience area. And he and his wife had decided they were just going to sit like, you know, it was any old normal times in the normal area. And and they stopped the meeting specifically to target him for arrest. The video is over at freekeen.com. If you haven't seen it, I took all the different angles available, the official school footage, the school board's footage. I took his camera, and I took the camera of another lady that just happened to send her video into him. So you can see like a multi-angle of what happened there. But that's not the first time they did this, Zeph. And they also arrested a lady in her late 50s.
Kate Bossie.
Yeah, I think it was her name. I think it was back in May for the exact same thing. She wouldn't wear a mask. I know you had a point you wanted to make, so stand by. We'll bring it back here. This is Zeffin on the line, a newer mover here to New Hampshire. I think he just moved up earlier this year.
All around good dude.
Yeah, great guy. And he's getting active in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and you know, he's really jumped out and started running.
He's a doer.
He got here from California.
Uh-huh.
One of the worst states to be.
Smart guy.
Yep. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about independence. You know what? I had it in show prep tonight, but somebody called in to bring it up, so we're definitely going to talk about it. I'm a huge fan of the idea. In fact, I think all three of us are here in the studio with you tonight. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Coming up at the end of the year, we're going to do New Year's Eve. We're going to do a Free Your Talk Live episode, which means we're going to be ringing in the new year with you here. On our live internet feed version of the show.
I love Free Your Talk Live. Free Your Talk Live is the best. It's so much fun to do those shows.
And you're going to be possibly a winner if you are a Free Talk Live supporter of the AMPS program, because we're going to do a drawing for a BitBox. And we've given away one BitBox already under different circumstance. Now we're giving one away to anybody who happens to be a member of the AMPS program. So another reason to join up. Of course, the main reason to join should be that you want to help spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible through Free Talk Live at amps.freetalklive.com. But what is the BitBox? It is a hardware wallet, and it's 100% open source. So that sets it apart from a lot of the competition out there in the world of hardware cryptocurrency wallets, specifically for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and I believe Litecoin. If you've got some of those cryptos, you definitely want to check out the BitBox over at box.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about it there. You can buy
one. I like it.
Yep, it's a slick little unit. You can go to box.freetalklive.com, use code FTL, you'll save 5% on yours, and again, we're giving one away to one of our lucky supporters of the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. That giveaway again, New Year's Eve, you can join us for Free Your Talk Live after the radio show ends, probably around 10:30 Eastern, so we'll start that show. Let's go back to Zeffin. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Zeffin, go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. So just continuing with the Timberlane school board, the reason why Nolan was, you know, fighting against them and why a lot of us have stood with them since then is because the state is trying to force its religious values of masking on children. And so that's what we were standing up for originally. And so since then, they've been happening every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and there have been a sizable amount of Liberty folks there, because this is New Hampshire. And 2 weeks ago, they actually shut down the comments period because they just were too afraid to hear what anyone had to say.
Wow.
Luckily this week they opened it back up, and oh boy, have they gotten much worse since then. Not only did they mandate that kids had to wear masks, they also kind of covered for a teacher that was engaging in sexual misconduct with a minor. There was a worry about a school shooting that was happening, and they didn't inform any of the employees or any of the parents. Let's see, what else?
Before you go on with that, I'm curious. Sounds like you're saying a group of liberty activists has been attending this particular meeting since the arrest, or more of them have been attending since the arrest of the chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. Are they going and committing civil disobedience by doing what the chairman did and sitting in the normal section instead of segregating themselves into the disabled, quote-unquote, section, as the school board is calling it? Are they committing that civil disobedience act?
So at this time, they're not committing the civil disobedience. That's kind of a bummer, but because of his action, it's no longer called the disabled section. It's now just like half the room is dedicated to those that are unmasked, because there's essentially just as much of us as there is of the masked crowd. So
it's not back in the back where you have to go in over stairs to get to it anymore?
No.
That was so ridiculous.
It split right down the middle, like right in the middle of the room. So,
Have you personally been to one of these?
Yeah, I've been to every one since Nolan got arrested.
Are they still? Nolan had told me that they have a special segregated entrance for those who are unmasked. Are they still trying to get unmasked people to go in a separate entrance?
No, that wasn't the case this time. In fact, a group of us actually sort of stood next to the mask bowl and were like, hey, if somebody wanted to pick up a mask, we were like, hey, you don't have to wear a mask. Like, it's not required. And,
nice.
and they're like, really? And we're like, yeah. And so we got a couple of people to end up not wearing masks as a result of that. So
that's good. It's sad how many people are willing to just go along to get along and not actually stand up for freedom. But just a little bit of encouragement, set the example, and all of a sudden they'll climb on board.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, the sad part is that despite all of us, standing against the tyranny of these medical fascists, they still don't listen. They're still just as unaccountable as before. I sort of think that the only way that you can get these people to listen is to just defund the public school system.
Yeah, that's it.
And
absolutely.
The only way that you do that is with one child at a time, And
well, that's one way you can do it. The other way is you actually get enough people in the state legislature to pass some sort of thing that actually abolishes government schools. I mean, they're nibbling around the edges right now, like with the educational savings account thing that they created here in New Hampshire.
And the Democrats are pissed about that. Zephan, I know that you must know, because I looked through the, the bills that are proposed for this year, and it seems like the biggest thing that the Democrats are coming up with is trying to get rid of that savings account. It seems like that's the thing that
they hate
made the Democrats the most angry.
They hate the education freedom accounts. I mean, I'd say that one-tenth of the bills that are proposed, are like something to do with the education freedom accounts.
Trying to attack it,
This is a threat to their monopoly, for sure.
And aren't the numbers showing like 75% of New Hampshire parents support school choice or something like that?
Yeah, that's what I've seen, is that there's an overwhelming amount of support for parents to have ownership over the education of their children. Yeah. I mean, that's a big shock.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're moving in the right direction here with this, and what's happening, and they pointed this out, the Free State NH on Twitter has been pointing out some of the just absolute shrieking that the people on the left have been doing over this particular issue. They, in many cases, are so frustrated. Some of them are leaving, and that's the thing. It's like a lot of people think that there's going to be more statists moving into New Hampshire, and it's just, I don't believe that at all. I think we're creating a place that is actually a deterrent to a lot of these people. They're literally sharing with their friends on Facebook or Twitter or whatever why they don't like living here anymore.
And why no one should, advertisement to liberty people.
Yeah, and why no one should move here who is an ardent statist. So
just one final thing, and then I could let you guys get on to talking about secession, because that's got to be one of my favorite topics. So if there's one thing that anyone listening to me gets out of this, it's just take your kids out of the public school.
Best thing you can do.
That is what you have to do if you hate these tyrants and if you want to be any sort of threat to them. Like, make sure that you are in control of your child's education. There is nothing more than they hate than that. So on that note, thanks, guys.
Well, and to that end, this program that we mentioned that the people on the left really hate is out there, and it is called the Education Freedom Account. You mentioned that, Zeffin. And so parents who have their kids in the government school and who want to – I don't know if it applies to homeschool. I've heard a rumor that it does, but so, it's – no?
So the Education Freedom Accounts can be used for any – education of the parents' choosing. So a lot of libertarians are like, you could even purchase the Ron Paul homeschool curriculum with it, which is absolutely
awesome. That's amazing.
Yep.
That's amazing. So there's money available that you already paid if you pay property taxes in New Hampshire. And if you pay rent, you're paying property taxes that you've paid for that you can actually get to put towards this education of your choice. It's an amazing program, and there's nothing quite like it out there. Zeffin, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And by the way, he's doing a lot of work over with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. If you are out there listening to all the cool stuff coming out of New Hampshire, the legislative changes that we're seeing here, the free staters that are in office and the work that they're doing, and you want to help support it, but you haven't been able to figure out how to move here yet, or your wife or your husband just isn't willing to move here, and you still want to support this movement, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is a great organization to contribute to. So look them up over at nhliberty.org. I know, Bonnie, you recently joined this particular organization because Zeffin was saying such good things about it.
I want to help him do the work he's doing. I just have so much stuff I'm working on, so I haven't started yet, but I did start reading a lot of the bills, and what he does is he grades it. Like, I don't know what the grading system is, but
they have like a computer program where you just go through and you answer questions about
them. And you will help them determine how liberty-oriented each bill is to help the people vote.
If you're a parent and you're interested in that Education Freedom Account thing, check out educationfreedomnh.org. They've got a gorgeous-looking website.
The best thing my parents did for me was homeschool me kindergarten to third grade and then eighth grade. I think about it all the time, how grateful I am that I was homeschooled at least part of my education. Yeah. I think it's done amazing things.
Educationfreedomnh.org. We'll continue with more of the attack against the secession bill, the independence bill, being attacked in the mainstream media already. It's
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.